Measure A, to upgrade local middle and high school classrooms, science labs, career training facilities, and technology infrastructure to support student achievement in math, science, engineering, English, social studies, visual performing arts, technology, and skilled trades. Acquire, renovate, construct, equip classrooms, sites, facilities, and improve school safety, security, and disabled access. Shall Santa Cruz City High School District issue $140 million in bonds at legal interest rates, with independent citizen oversight, annual audits, and all funds benefiting local middle and high schools? Impartial analysis of Measure A. Dana McCrae, County Council, by Jane M. Scott, Assistant County Council. If approved by at least 55% of those voting on the measure, this measure will authorize the Santa Cruz City High School District, the district, to issue general obligation bonds in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $140 million. The bonds would constitute an indebtedness of the district. Payment of interest and principal relating to the bonds would be financed by an ad valorem tax levied on real property within the district. The tax rate statement for Measure A, which was provided by the district and is printed in this ballot pamphlet, provides information about the estimated amount of that tax. The money raised through the sale of the bonds may only be used by the district for the purposes stated in the ballot materials and not for any other purpose, such as teacher or administrator salaries or other operating expenses. To ensure that the bond monies are expended for the approved purposes, the Board of Trustees of the district will cause an annual independent performance audit to be conducted. It will also cause an annual independent financial audit to be conducted, and the appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee. The interest rate paid on the bonds and their terms to maturity are not specified in the resolution, although the maximum rate and number of years will be limited by state law. This measure will have no effect on existing levies. This measure was placed on the ballot by the district's Board of Trustees. A yes vote on Measure A is a vote to authorize the bonds to be issued and financed by ad valorem taxes levied on real property in the school district. A no vote on Measure A is a vote against issuing the proposed bonds. Tax rate statement. Measure A. Chris Monroe, Santa Cruz City Schools District Superintendent. An election will be held within the boundaries of Santa Cruz City High School District, School District, on November 8, 2016, to authorize the sale of up to $140 million in bonds to finance facilities as described in the proposition. If the bonds are approved, the school district expects to sell the bonds in multiple series. Principal and interest on the bonds will be payable from the proceeds of tax levies made upon the taxable property located within the school district. The following information is provided in compliance with sections 9400-9404 of the California Elections Code. 1. The best estimate of the tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the first series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.0295 per $100. $29.50 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2017-18. 2. The best estimate of the tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue during the first fiscal year after the sale of the last series of bonds, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.0295 per $100. $29.50 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2023-24. 3. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.0295 per $100. $29.50 per $100,000 of assessed valuation in fiscal year 2017-18. 4. The best estimate of the average tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.0282 per $100. $28.21 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. 5. The best estimate of total debt service, including principal and interest, which would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold, is $233,968,400. Voters should note that the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value of taxable property on the County of Santa Cruz official tax rolls, not on the property's market value. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. Attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon the school district's projections and estimates only, which are not binding upon the school district. The actual tax rates, debt service, and the years in which they will apply may vary from those presently estimated, due to variations from these estimates in the timing of bond sales, the amount of bonds sold and market interest rates at the time of each sale, and actual assessed valuations over the term of repayment of the bonds. The dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the school district based on need for construction funds and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on the bond market at the time of each sale. Actual future assessed valuation will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the school district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Full text of Measure A by approval of this proposition by at least 55% of the registered voters voting thereon. The Santa Cruz City High School District shall be authorized to issue and sell bonds of up to $140 million in aggregate principal amount to provide financing for the specific school facilities projects listed below in the bond project list, subject to all of the accountability safeguards specified herein. State matching funds. The following statement is included in this measure pursuant to Education Code Section 15122.5. Approval of this measure does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects that are the subject of bonds under this measure will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by this measure. The district's proposal for the project or projects described below may assume the receipt of matching state funds, which could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Key findings: the Santa Cruz City High School District is committed to continuing a strong, high-quality educational program for the students in all of its local public schools. The Santa Cruz City High School District, in partnership with parents and community, strives to provide a safe and supportive environment where students develop a solid foundation to become productive, responsible citizens, and lifelong learners. To meet these goals, the district must provide students with safe, secure, and clean facilities, and provide access to 21st century classrooms, technology, and school facilities. Specifically, the Board of Trustees desires, among other projects, to renovate or convert aging classrooms, buildings, and interiors to accommodate 21st century learning methods and support high-quality instruction in reading, math, science, engineering, arts, and technology in middle high school, provide classrooms and labs for career technical education courses to better prepare students for college and high-demand careers, especially in fields like health sciences, engineering, and skilled trades. Update classrooms, science labs, career training facilities, and technology infrastructure, improve student safety, campus security, and access for disabled students, renovate, construct, acquire, and equip classrooms, sites, facilities, and equipment, upgrade support facilities that maintain and enhance student learning and educational programs. Accountability measures. The provisions in this section are included in this proposition in order that the voters and taxpayers of the district may be assured that their money will be spent to address specific facilities needs of the district, all in compliance with the requirements of Article XIIIA, Section 1B3 of the State Constitution, and the Strict Accountability in Local School Construction Bonds Act of 2000, codified at Section 15,264 et sec. of the California Education Code. Evaluation of needs. The Board of Trustees has evaluated the facilities needs of the district, and has identified projects to finance from a local bond measure at this time. The Board of Trustees hereby certifies that it has evaluated safety, class size reduction and information technology needs in developing the bond project list. Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. The Board of Trustees shall establish an Independent Citizens Oversight Committee in accordance with Education Code Sections 15278, 15282 and applicable board policy, to ensure bond proceeds are expended only for the school facilities projects listed in the bond project list. The committee shall be established within 60 days of the date when the Board of Trustees enters the results of the election in its official minutes. Annual Performance Audit. The Board of Trustees shall conduct or cause to be conducted an annual, independent performance audit to ensure that the bond proceeds have been expended only on the school facilities projects described in the bond project list. Annual Financial Audit. The Board of Trustees shall conduct or cause to be conducted an annual, independent financial audit of the bond proceeds until all of those proceeds have been spent for the school facilities projects described in the bond project list. Annual Report to Board. Upon approval of this measure and the sale of any bonds approved, the Board of Trustees shall take actions necessary to establish an account in which proceeds of the sale of bonds will be deposited. As long as any proceeds of the bonds remain unexpended, the superintendent shall cause a report to be filed with the Board of Trustees no later than January 1st of each year, commencing on the first January 1st after bonds have been issued and proceeds spent, stating 1. The amount of bond proceeds received and expended in the past fiscal year, and 2. The status of any project funded or to be funded from bond proceeds. The report may be incorporated into the annual budget, annual financial report, or other appropriate routine report to the board. Bond project list. This bond project list, which is an integral part of this proposition, describes the specific projects the district proposes to finance with proceeds of the bonds. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this measure shall be used only for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities on the bond project list, including the furnishing and equipping of said school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for said school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. In order to meet all identified facilities needs, the district intends to complete projects using a combination of funding sources. These sources may include joint use funds, development impact fees, state funds, if available, and other available funds. The district will pursue state matching funds if and when they become available, and if received, they will be used for and mainly applied to projects on the bond project list or other high-priority capital outlay expenditures as permitted in Education Code Section 17070.63(c). No project is dependent on the receipt of state funding for implementation. Projects listed below may be completed at any and all schools, sites and facilities, including support facilities and other district-owned properties, where such project is determined necessary, including without limitation: Harbor High School, Santa Cruz High School, Soquel High School, Brancifort Middle School, Mission Hill Middle School, Alfondo Campus 313 Swift Street. Site-specific projects to be funded by the bond measure include, without limitation, the following: repair and renovation projects to keep middle and high school educational facilities safe, clean and in good condition; repair and renovate aging, outdated classrooms, labs, libraries and school facilities to keep them in good working condition; repair or replace old, outdated, and inefficient electrical, plumbing, heating, lighting and ventilation systems; repair, renovate and or add restrooms; repair or replace deteriorating roofs, doors and windows and replace exterior and interior finishes; replace aging portable classrooms with new permanent classrooms; repair, renovate or add visual and performing art spaces, including improvements to multi-purpose rooms, repair, upgrade, or install campus safety and security systems, improve traffic circulation flow and vehicle pedestrian safety on and around school campuses, including upgrading or providing additional school drop-off areas and parking lots, address ADA-compliant access and paths of travel to ensure safe access for disabled students, update, equip, and/or acquire facilities that support student learning, repair, improve or replace physical education spaces to enhance student education, community and co-curricular events. Add shade canopies and water-efficient landscaping to create student outdoor spaces. Refresh or replace landscaping and irrigation systems. Improve campus quads, athletic facilities and fields to enhance campus curb appeal. Install energy efficiency improvements and equipment. Install new district-wide phone system. TECHOLOGY infrastructure and modernization projects for 21st century teaching and learning in middle and high schools. Upgrade district technology infrastructure to enhance student learning. Upgrade and equip classrooms, science labs, computer labs, libraries and buildings to support 21st century teaching and learning. Renovate, replace, upgrade, acquire, install and integrate electrical, including wiring and related infrastructure for modern technology and data systems, equipment, power sources and supplies and related technology infrastructure. Renovate, reconfigure and/or upgrade school facilities as needed to install or accommodate new technology and equipment. Equip classrooms with new 21st century flexible furniture, educational facility improvement projects to support college and career readiness. Renovate classrooms, labs and equipment for advanced math, science, engineering, arts and technology instruction to meet rising college university admission requirements. Repair, renovate and upgrade classrooms and labs for career technical education courses to better prepare students for college and high-demand careers, especially in fields like health sciences, engineering and skilled trades. Listed projects, repairs, improvements, rehabilitation projects and upgrades will be completed only as feasible, and the listing of projects does not imply a particular prioritization among such improvements. Listed projects may be completed at any and all district schools, sites and education buildings where such project is determined necessary, and not all projects will be completed at every site. Decisions regarding the scope, timing, prioritization or other facets of project implementation will be made solely by the Board of Trustees by subsequent action. Where terms such as renovate, update, and improve are used in the bond project list, the Board of Trustees shall determine the best method for accomplishing the project's objective. For any listed project involving renovation or modernization of a building or the major portion of a building, the district may proceed with new replacement construction instead, including any necessary demolition, if the district determines that replacement and new construction is more practical than renovation, considering the building's age, condition, expected remaining life, comparative cost, and other relevant factors. In addition, where feasible, projects may be completed in partnership with other agencies on a joint use basis using bond proceeds. Each project is assumed to include a share of costs of bond issuance, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, construction management, bond project staff and consultants, staff development and training expenses associated with learning construction techniques and approaches, new bond-funded equipment and systems, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. In addition to the projects listed above, the bond project list also includes payment of the costs of preparation of all facilities, planning and project implementation studies, feasibility and assessment reviews, master planning, environmental studies, permit and inspection fees, and housing construction and relocation costs for dislocated programs or activities caused or necessitated by construction projects. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans are finalized and projects are completed. Based on the final cost of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Necessary site preparation, grading, restoration may occur in connection with new construction, modernization, renovation or remodeling, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, leases, licenses, or rights of way to the property. Additional specifications: no administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities on the bond project list, including the furnishing and equipping of said school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for said school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. Single purpose. All of the purposes enumerated in this proposition shall be united and voted upon as one single proposition, pursuant to Section 15100 of the California Education Code, and all the enumerated purposes shall constitute the specific single purpose of the bonds, and proceeds of the bonds shall be spent only for such purpose. Other terms of the bonds. The bonds may be issued and sold in several series, and in accordance with the financing plan determined by the Board of Trustees pursuant to requirements of law. When sold, the bonds shall bear interest at an annual rate not exceeding the statutory maximum and with the maximum term not exceeding the statutory maximum, provided that the weighted average maturity of bonds sold will not exceed 120%, 120% of the average useful life of the projects being financed or as otherwise provided by state or federal tax law. Bond funds may be used to reimburse the district for bond project list expenditures incurred prior to the election and bond issuance, in accordance with federal tax law. Argument for Measure A: vote yes on Measure A to protect the outstanding quality of education that Santa Cruz City High School District, SCCHSD, provides to local students preparing for college, careers and successful lives. Our local secondary schools, Harbor High, Santa Cruz High, Sokol High, and Branciforte and Mission Hill Middle Schools have educated generations of students, but they have grown old. Really old. Our last bond passed 18 years ago. Today, these schools are in constant use, struggling to keep pace with 21st century instruction. Especially now, as academic and college admissions standards are rising, facility upgrades are desperately needed. Measure A authorizes a prudent, responsible plan to upgrade our secondary schools to keep the best teachers and properly prepare students for college and career success. Measure A will repair deteriorated roofs, plumbing, HVAC, and electrical systems, upgrade classrooms and educational technology for 21st century instruction, modernize science labs to meet rising college university admission requirements, renovate career training facilities for science, technology, engineering, math and skilled trades, replace aging portables with modern, permanent classrooms, improve safety, lighting, fencing, fire emergency systems, and access for the disabled taxpayer safeguards are required. All funds stay local for SCCHSD schools only. The state cannot take this funding away. No funds are allowed for administrators' salaries or pensions, independent citizens' oversight and mandatory audits ensure funds are spent properly. Passing Measure A qualifies SCCHSD to receive millions in state matching funds when they become available, leveraging local tax dollars even further. Whether or not you have school-aged children, voting to protect quality schools is a wise investment. Good schools help maintain property values and keep our community strong. Please join teachers, parents, alumni and education leaders voting yes on Measure A at the bottom of the ballot for safe, modern Santa Cruz area middle and high schools. RepairSantaCruzSchools.com. Pamela Comstock, Santa Cruz City Council Member Fred Keeley, Former County Treasurer George Au, Junior Business Leader Gail Alamo, Science Teacher, Santa Cruz City Schools Jeffrey Dunn, 4th Generation Resident. No argument against Measure A was filed.